Isaiah 49:6, there were to be a kingdom of priests. Exodus 19:6 tells us they were to take the good news that God redeems those that would repent and turn to Him. God knows our thoughts. Doesn't the devil know our thoughts too? Absolutely not. The devil is not infinite in wisdom. He is full of wisdom, don't get me wrong, but his knowledge is not infinite. He cannot know our thoughts. Why? He's a creative being. You only what you make known, what you... The devil has no capacity to know what you're thinking. The devil has no capacity to know your thinking. There's nowhere in scripture that the Bible says that the devil knows everything. Can you elaborate on 1 John 2, 1 through 5? That he is a propitiation for our sins, that God has satisfied his wrath against us. My little children, he says, these things write I unto you, that he sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Verse 3 says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Verse 4 says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5 says, but whoso keepeth his words, in him verily the love of God is perfected, he says in verse 5. And hereby know we that we are in him. And verse 6 actually continues, he that saith he abideth in him, and he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. We are following the footsteps of Jesus. Basically it is this: if you belong to him, then you are under obligation. That verse 6 when it says ought himself also, the word is meaning we are in debt. We owe, we are under obligation to walk as Jesus walked. How much importance do we give to the law? Is it God's word? What part of God's word is inspired? All of it. What did he say in 2 Timothy 3:16? All scripture is given by inspiration of God and what? Is profitable. What is profitable? All of it. Now, does this mean we need to go sacrifice animals? No. Why? Christ, our supreme sacrifice, has already been sacrificed once and for all. So we don't need to do that. Does this mean we are not under the law, so we are under grace, so it's okay to lie? No. The Bible says, do not lie. Jesus himself tells us not to lie. Do not lie one to another. Speak the truth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of the mouth, only that which is for the use of edifying, the Bible says. So, when does the concept of grace kick in? From Genesis 1:1. It's all of grace. It's all of grace. Even in the law, giving of the law is an act of his grace. Why? Because if God did not give us the law, we would not know sin. I would not have known sin except through the commandment. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. That really is an act of God's grace. He didn't need to. But he chooses to in that regard. Is there life after death? Absolutely. I can say this 100% confidence. Why? Because he lives. Because he lives. I too shall live. This is what Jesus said in John 14:19. He says, because I live, he too shall live. I'm the resurrection and the life. John 11:25. I'm the bread of life. John 6:35. John 6:48. In him was life, and the life was the light of all men. John 1:4. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. John 10:10. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. Any more questions? Because he lives, we too shall live, but only those who have yielded their lives in total surrender to him and found his grace at work. What would you say to a Christian who is gay? Is he saved or not, especially when he dies? Now the question is, when he is gay, what do you mean by that? Is homosexuality a greater sin than a person who just tells lies.
Both are sin.
Sin is what? Sin. We tend to classify and put degrees upon sin, don't we? Now, we don't consider somebody who lies to a telemarketer saying he is not at home, but a person who takes a gun and kills 10 people is a worse sinner than one who just doesn't want the inconvenience of answering a telemarketer. Sin is sin, folks. Paul didn't write and says the wages of sins, plural. He says the wages of sin, singular, is death. In Ezekiel 18:4-18:20, he says, the soul that sinneth shall die. Sinneth. That's the operative word. If you're continuing in sin, it doesn't matter what sin it is, you will die. The Bible says in 1 John 3, verse 8, he who continues in sin is of the devil. You got it? He who sins, meaning he was continuing in sin. It doesn't matter. So if a person says he's a Christian and continues in sin, is he a Christian? Doesn't matter what the sin is. If he's continuing in sin, you cannot continue in sin. If you have been redeemed by God, God will not allow you to continue in sin. Why? God chasteneth those whom he loves. There is never a point in your life that God says, can't handle this reality. Homosexuality is no greater a sin than a person who just lies. Sin is sin. And it has the same consequence. But you know what? It takes the same grace of God to save that person as he does you. It takes the same cross of Christ to pay for the penalty of sin for a homosexual as it does for a liar. And I want you to misunderstand this one at all. We tend to classify sin, but sin is sin, and sin is abhorrent to our God. Can't stand it. So, if a person dies in sin, guess what? You have answered the question. Dies in sin. The wages of sin, death. What happens? After being born again, we die physically. But the Bible says to be absent in the body is to be present where? With the Lord. We don't go to Hades. We don't go to Sheol. For believers, this is our hope. The moment we die, the next instant we are in the presence of God, if we have been redeemed through the blood of His Son. If Jesus has washed our sins in His own blood, as He says in Revelation 1 verse 5, who has washed our sins in His own blood and has made us kings and priests unto God. What do we mean being born again? Paul answers it simply in this way. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new ketesis. Kaine ketesis. The word means new creation. It is not something we do. It is something that God does in us. He takes our old spirit, replaces it literally with a brand new spirit, is what he is saying there. Where do we get that idea from? Because we read Ezekiel chapter 36 and verses 25 to 27, he explains, he says, I will remove their heart of stone and give to them a heart of flesh. He's giving an illustration. It's like taking a heart of stone, removing it, granting to them a heart of flesh. A new spirit I will put in them. And immediately people say, oh, well, that's the Holy Spirit. No. You go back and look at it. He says, I'm putting a new spirit in you, but also he puts his own spirit on top of it to seal our redemption. I don't fully understand this reality, but I can tell you this. The moment I got saved, I who was foul-mouthed till the day of my redemption, that desire was taken away. Now, I can't explain that to you unless you experience the redemption of God in your life. Listen to what he says. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things are becoming new. Your desires change instantly. The moment you are saved, your desires change instantly. You can't explain that. Can I show you many examples of that? Look at Paul. Here is a guy who was killing people. God saves him. What does he do? Now he waits. Let's buy my time and see. I'll get properly trained. No, the Bible says the day he got baptized, what does he do? He goes into the synagogue and begins to hellish about the grace of God manifested through Jesus Christ that saved him and himself. This doesn't happen. How do I know this? You look at the guy with the Gadarene demoniac. Guy, money maker, chained, everything else, and he is dying literally. He sees Jesus. A legion literally is a number of 6,000 soldiers in the army. So when they say, my name is Legion, you can imagine 6,000 demons in one guy. I don't know if there were 6,000 or not, but there were many. Because they use the word, we are many. What happens to him? The moment Jesus sets him free, the Bible says he was found clothed and in his right mind, and people were afraid of him. It's funny. They weren't afraid of him when he was demon-possessed. But they're afraid of him when he's in his right mind. I find that to be hilarious. What does he do? As soon as Jesus, the people tell him, go, you're bad for business. You just killed 2,000 pigs. You're bad for business. I guess that's where we get devil hand. I don't know. They force him out. What does the guy say? Lord, let me go with you. Mark 5:19, the Bible says, you go and tell how the Lord has mercy and demonstrated compassion towards you. And he goes and leads the publisher in the Decapolis. It says 10 times what Jesus had done for him. That's how radical the transformation is. That's what means born again. You will see that immediately. You don't have to wait 6 months to figure out if the person is saved. When he saves you, it is instant. Your desires change, your passions change. And if it hasn't changed, maybe it is time to examine yourselves. I hope that answers. And if you have any more questions, don't hesitate to ask me. Thank you for your patience and for your time.
Thank you.
I know I am.
Thank you very much for